get a hold of Connor McDavid to stick it to him last night? Or?
He sent me a text this morning, actually, telling me to try to slow down. And I was like, look who's talking. you know, it's obviously a pretty cool feeling. There's still a lot of work to do. And, you know, the main part about it all is to get wins, and that's the main focus.
Does anything about being in this position right now surprise you?
Definitely a little bit. Definitely never thought this would ever happen. It was it's obviously a dream of mine to be in this situation, but you know, in my mind though, it's still early in the season. There's still a lot of work to do, and you know, there's no they don't hand anything out in the, you know, after 13 or 14 games or whatever it is. You know, there's still a lot of work to do, and you know, there's a lot of work to do with the team, and you know, the focus is making the playoffs and doing that, and you know, the personal accolades come after that.
What do you attribute your early success to, Mark? Your personal game?
I'm a guy that likes to work on my game. You know, no matter what it is, no matter where you are, you know, if goals are going in or whatever it is, you know, I'm a guy that still wants to work on my game. You know, I'm a guy that will always watch my, you know, watch my shifts and go over it. And the biggest thing for me is just, you know, trying to round out my game. You know, you always can get better. You know, you see guys like Sidney Crosby, you know, Connor McDavid, they're always guys that are trying to get better. They're trying to be better defensively. They're trying to, you know, work on little intricacies of the game just to, you know, get that edge. And that's what I try to do. I try to, you know, get better each and every day, try to learn each and every day. And, you know, there's still so much growth that, you know, I have to go through, and the team has to go through. And I want to be, the guy that's, you know, leading the charge.
Was there anything in particular that you worked on off season that you see coming to fruition or in payoff right now?
You know, I worked on a lot of, you know, a few different things. I was able to get on the ice with Adam Oates a lot this summer, which I think helped a lot. He's a big tool for me personally. He, you know, helps with so many little parts of my game that you know, kind of go under the radar. So, you know, that you know, being able to go on the ice with him a lot this summer, you know, definitely helped. And you know, doing my same thing with Gary, you know, trying to tweak it each and every year to feel better and better each and every year. And you know, I got a good team around me, and you know, good support staff, and you know, I definitely owe them a lot for what they've done with me.
You say you never expected this, but I remember as a rookie you said you want to be the best player in the league, and at the time, you know, we thought, just a rookie talking, maybe, but you do, don't you?
Yeah, that you know, I'm a guy that doesn't want to settle for, you know, for second best or anything like that. I want to be a guy. You know, that's right up the top there. I want to be, you know, competing with guys like Crosby and McDavid and those guys. And, you know, obviously they're guys that I look up to and you know, definitely respect a lot. But they're guys that, you know, I want to compete with each and every night. I want to be, you know, on the same level as those guys. And I work, you know, my hardest each and every day to get to that level.
So what do you envision? What's the limit for you? Where is this heading?
Yeah, it's still early. You know, there's still a lot of things that I want to work on. There's still a lot of things that, you know, I want to help, you know, our team succeed. And, you know, for me, it's not about the personal accolades. It's about the team. And, you know, if it's blocking a shot, making a hit, taking a hit, it's about that part of the game. And that's, you know, that's where you're making a name for yourself, is, you know, getting on the Stanley Cup. And that's the biggest thing that's on my mind. And, you know, that's what I'm working towards here.
Rewarding as well last night for the power play to come through in the second period, where the second period has been a bit of a sore spot here as of late.
Yeah, it's huge for us. You know, definitely getting on the board on the power play is big, and you know, we work on it a lot. We talk about it a lot, and we got guys that you know, that are good on the power play. So I think it's just about, you know, finding the right balance, knowing that, you know, every time you're not gonna, you know, get a great A scoring chance. You just gotta, you know, work with it, and you know, try to work with those guys and build more chemistry, and take it from there.
If someone had never seen Patrick Laine play, how would you describe it?
he can shoot the puck, that's for sure. He's a guy that has a nose for the net, and you've seen the last few games. You know, he had that tipping goal against New York, had another tipping goal last night. You know, going to the net on his hat trick goal. A greasy in front of the net goal on the power play. You know, he's a guy that has a nose for the net, and I think he's getting more comfortable going to the net now too. He knows he's a big body. He knows he's strong. He knows he can handle himself out there. And you know, I think the sky's the limit for him, because he's starting to figure out, you know, things more and more every game. And you know, obviously not every night you're going to get a hat trick, but you know, for him it's going to happen quite often. But You know, he's a special player, and he's a guy that wants to learn, and that's the biggest thing about him is that he wants to learn each and every day. He wants to get better each and every day, and he wants to, you know, help the team win, and that's the biggest thing.